For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. A former Helena Elementary School teacher and husband of Democratic State Superintendent of Public Instruction candidate Melissa Romano is facing a felony drug charge. The charges were filed Tuesday. Court documents say a Montana Highway Patrol trooper found cocaine, LSD, and methamphetamine in the car of former Helena schoolteacher Eric Lehman in late August. Lehman resigned from his teaching job at Hawthorne Elementary on November 1st, according to reporting from MTN News, which first reported the charges. Melissa Romano wrote in a statement online, quote, "It has been a very difficult time for our family, but we are proud of Eric for taking responsibility for his actions, seeking treatment, and making amends," unquote. David Parker heads the Department of Political Science at Montana State University and says voters aren't aware of the effects family problems have on campaigns.
It's the candidates who don't run. It's the candidates that face a primary challenge as a result. It's the donations that don't happen.
Parker says Romano's campaign isn't the only recent example of a candidate's spouse facing legal charges. When then-Montana House Speaker President Scott Sayles, a Republican, first announced his campaign for state Senate in 2012, his wife pleaded guilty to an embezzlement scheme.
And what's interesting is that it was in the news, but it certainly didn't affect Scott Sayles' election. You know, he won.
Parker says the same might not be true for Romano.
The situation with Melissa Romano, however, is her husband's also a teacher. The nature of the job of being in charge of OPI being another issue of concern for voters. And thirdly, I have to admit, there's the issue of gender. Women candidates tend to be scrutinized more heavily by voters. It's not fair, but it's true.
Romano closed her online statement by thanking those who have supported her, saying, quote, "Montanans have lived up to their reputation of taking care of their neighbors," unquote. Romano's campaign for superintendent of public instruction is her second run for the office. She lost to Republican Elsie Arnston in 2016, the same opponent she will face in 2020 if she doesn't face a primary opponent. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.